Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 4th to 11th of May 2017. We've got Overwatch Billions, Oculus Story Studio closing down, Steam's gift system streamlined, Risk of Rain 2, Assassin's Creed Origins, and Mud. Over 19 million people have played Battlefield 1 since its release mid-October last year. This was announced during EA's annual earnings report and is up from 50% from 2013's Battlefield 4 during the same post-launch period. In the same report, EA also revealed FIFA 17 has had more than 21 million players, making it a good contender for the world's most popular sports game franchise. Another game doing exceptionally well is Overwatch, which in under a year has just become Activision's $8 billion title. Combining retail sales, microtransactions, and 30 million registered players has made Overwatch Blizzard's fastest growing new franchise. It joins the likes of Call of Duty, Guitar Hero, and World of Warcraft. 2K Games co-founder Christoph Hartmann has left his position as president after 20 years with parent company Take-Two Interactive. No details have been released yet as to the reason for his departure or who will be replacing him. 2K Games have released a statement saying, "For more than a decade, Christoph Hartmann has helped 2K to become an industry leader, and we are grateful for his contributions and wish him well on his future endeavors. This change in leadership will have no impact on 2K's current pipeline of titles in development, and we look forward to this new chapter in the history of our label." Oculus Story Studio, famous for its Emmy Award-winning VR short film Henry last year, is being shut down. Active for roughly 2 years, it produced several other shorts to be experienced in VR. Oculus executive Jason Rubin says they have moved their funding focus to content from sources outside the company. Roughly 50 employees will be affected, although Facebook say they will try and find them new jobs within the company family. Among a slew of blog posts, updates, and pledges to the gaming community, Valve has overhauled Steam's gifting system. Gifts will now be sent directly to the recipient's account, retiring the previous gift to email and gift to inventory options. If the recipient doesn't want the game or if they already have it, the purchase is automatically refunded to the gift giver rather than sticking around in their inventory. They can even be scheduled months in advance, and unless there is a large price difference, won't have a problem going between different countries. This hasn't pleased everyone, however, as some people use the system to buy games not for sale in their country, or to get them in a location where it is either discounted or at a lower price by default. The Mass Effect series has been put on what EA is calling a hiatus, meaning work on the next game won't begin immediately. Some of the team that worked at BioWare Montreal, where Andromeda was developed, have been moved to EA Motive, also in Montreal, who are currently working on Star Wars Battlefront 2. The rest of the team will either stay working on Andromeda's multiplayer content or transfer to BioWare's new, unnamed IP. EA clarified that there haven't been any layoffs and say they are constantly looking at how they are prepared for the next experiences they will create. Quote, "There will be much more to come from BioWare in the years ahead." Alchemy Labs, developers of Job Simulator and Rick and Morty Simulator, have been acquired by Google. While the specifics have not been released, Alchemy say their development focus will remain largely the same going forward. They will continue to develop for VR, now with, quote, "even more support and focus on building awesome stuff." They say they share an incredible overlap with Google in vision and are now free to pursue raw creation and sprint towards interesting problems in these early days of VR. In game release and update news, Hoopoo Games have confirmed Risk of Rain 2 is happening, as well as announcing they are stepping into the world of 3D. The studio says their action permadeath roguelike has a much stronger atmosphere and sense of scale in 3D, as well as allowing for much deeper design spaces and more possibilities for cool gameplay. The sequel will also have a more stable engine and smoother multiplayer. EA have announced another Need for Speed game is still happening, as promised in March last year. While the company haven't yet given up much detail, or even a name, they say the single-player component will be completely offline, a good step forward from the previous title's always-online requisite. EA also say customization will continue to play a big part, as well as a beautiful world, quote, "full of things to do." The first screenshot of the currently unannounced Assassin's Creed Origins has been allegedly leaked. revealing its setting, ancient Egypt. The game will bring back Black Flag's naval combat, and judging by details revealed in the screenshot, is set in the time of Kenut, an Egyptian queen from the 5th dynasty. Ubisoft said last year the game would focus on giving players a less scripted narrative and allowing them to tell their own stories within the game world. Quote, "Since the release of Assassin's Creed Unity, we've learned a lot based on your feedback. We've also updated our development process and recommitted to making Assassin's Creed a premier open-world franchise. We're taking this year to evolve the game's mechanics and to make sure we're developing on the promise of Assassin's Creed offering unique and memorable gameplay experiences that make history everyone's playground." In esports news, Bethesda have announced the first official pro tournament for Quake Champions will be at this August's QuakeCon in Dallas. Unless the game releases before then, it will be using a beta version. Both the dual and four-a-side sacrifice game modes will be played, and the qualifiers begin in June. The Rocket League Championship Series Season 3 Regionals took place this week, with 8 teams in Europe and North America vying for a spot in the grand final. In Europe, French-Scottish team Mocket beat mixed team Flipside Tactics 4-2, winning $13,500. In America, US team NRG crushed compatriots Atelier 4-0, also netting $13,500. At the CSGO Intel Extreme Masters Season 12 Final in Sydney, Brazilians SK Gaming beat mixed team FaZe Clan 3-1, winning $100,000. They competed against 7 other teams. The top sellers on Steam this week were PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, Prey, CSGO, Warhammer 40,000, Dawn of War 3, H1Z1, King of the Kill, Skyrim Special Edition, GTA 5, Nier Automata, Ghost Recon Wildlands, and Outlast 2. Finally, my favourite story of the week was, researchers have finally made a breakthrough in the world of mud simulation. A combined effort from UCLA, DreamWorks, JixieFX, and the University of Pennsylvania has resulted in a very realistic simulation of water and sand combining together to create mud. While modeling sand and water independently is hard enough, it's the interaction between the two that ramps up the difficulty. The system combines the traditional 3D particle system with a voxel grid, essentially a bitmap in 3 dimensions. It involves millions of calculations a second and can work with a variety of sand densities and cohesiveness. It's a technology that could one day make its way into games, joining the ranks of innovations we see but rarely notice. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have 2 links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up to the email list, where you get a new podcast in your inbox every week. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. The show is also on YouTube, where it's quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is very welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show, or drop by the website and leave me a note. I might even read it out on the next episode. Share the show around with anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.